This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Alador Ali. Everyone calls me Al. I'm from Bromley, southeast London. I'm doing the City and Guilds 6129 course.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Al, who has come all the way from London to do his plumbing training with Train for Trade Skills. Hi Al, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Milko. And how are you?
I'm very well, thank you for asking, Al. Oh, could you just brief us on your career up to date, please?
Well, it's quite colourful, really. I've come out of a career in marketing, and I've been around the corporate world quite a bit and found myself doing plumbing. That's the short version.
And if you have to expand that version, what made you decide to go into the plumbing world after you having a completely different career in the marketing, in the corporate world, as you said already?
Well, there were two drivers, really. One, Lehman's Brothers collapsing in the States had a very big effect on everyone all over the world. and that's where the story started for me, really. I slowly grew fed up with not being able to take charge of my own career or my own work destiny, if you want to call it that, and decided to literally take things in my own hands. And I decided, well, a trade is the one thing that's reasonably transferable into terms of, doesn't matter where you are geographically, toilets all roughly work the same, and taps all have water coming through them. So I decided to take on a trade. And plumbing happened to be the eeny, meeny, miny, mo that won the toss.
Wow. How would you compare, really, your experiences? Because I'm intrigued by you being in the banking and the marketing industry. How would you compare your experiences in the from the corporate world and now being in the plumbing industry? What would you say to people out there?
I think it's vital to know what drives you as an individual. In my case, one of my strengths is that I'm extremely flexible and adaptable, so it was easy for me in some respect, but I know that you can struggle if you can't get your head around becoming more practically focused.
And in that way, I would imagine you're enjoying plumbing a lot now.
Well, I think the thing I walk away with is a set of skills that I can use. And that's the thing I'm enjoying most.
Fantastic. And how did you find about training for trade skills?
Two ways, really. I did a Google search, as most people do, and I happened to get a leaflet through my door one day with the details on it.
And after you enrolled in the course, you were sent some material to do some studying from home and the virtual reality program. How did you find that?
All the information that's on the discs is in the books anyway. And it's all a question of combining the information and answering the questions. I mean, I assimilate information differently, and I can absolutely appreciate that there are people for whom the virtual reality stuff could be useful. Like I say, I come from a different environment, so it's easy for me to take lots of data and assimilate it and make sense out of it.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.